Chapter 30. Don't break me with words. This was Job's cry to his friends. They came as comforters, they stayed as tormentors. Words heal and words break. Words destroy and words make life as we find it today. Words heal us and words make us ill. Words bless us and words curse us. The words I just heard will linger through the day. How little women realize that a biting, stinging word in the morning will rob her husband of efficiency through a whole day. A loving, tender, beautiful word, a little prayer word, will fill him with music that will lead him on to victory. We need the martial music of faith that only our loved ones can give to us. How little we've appreciated the tremendous power of words, written words, spoken words, words set to music. A southern officer said to a northern friend, "Had we had your songs, we would have conquered you." A political speaker said, "You won the election because you had better speakers than we. We had more money, but we did not have words well spoken." You see, men and women, that a study in words is one of the most valuable assets in a life. Learn how to make words work for you. Learn to make words burn. Learn to fill words with power that cannot be resisted. Mussolini held Italy in his hand by the power of his words. Austria was conquered by Hitler with words. No powder, no poison gas, no bayonets, just words. How we wait for a message made up of words. The secret of advancement in life lies in the ability to say the right kind of words. My ministry over the air is a ministry of words. I fill them with love. I take God to fill them with Himself, and so I send them out to bless and cheer. Mothers, your home atmosphere is a product of words. Your boy failed because wrong words were spoken, right words were not spoken. Why is it that some families grow up so clean and strong, fight their way through college, and go out in life's fight and win? It is because the right kind of words were spoken in the home. Words make a boy love education. Words bring a boy to church or keep him away. Think of something of infinite importance and then learn to choose the right words to express it. Then send the words out with pen or tongue. The way we say it has tremendous weight. Every public speaker should make a study of words, the kind of words that count. Then, before he leaves his study, he should so charge his mind with God and God's ability that when he stands before the people, that ability will fill his words until his people are thrilled. He should make the delivery of words a study, an art. He should fill all his words with kindness, with love. Every man in the sales game should make himself a master of words. Try out words in your own home. See how they work. Fill your lips with lovely words, beautiful words, until men will love to meet you, long to hear you speak. Remember, words are apples of gold in network of silver.